It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Emily Donahue. Jamie Mason's first novel is called Three Graves Full. It's part mystery, part thriller, and part slapstick comedy of errors. And Jamie Mason is getting rave reviews. The author joins me now. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So let's start this conversation with the main character,
right,
who is about as neurotic a guy as you want to meet, right? Or uptight, nervous.
Right.
Jason Getty has spent years trying to keep a desperate secret.
Yes. He's not a bad guy. He is a person that is pretty tragically prone to do the wrong thing, mostly due to a pretty congenital lack of spine. He's just always kind of been a wimp. And so there's a confrontation that gets out of hand. And Jason, as is his habit, does the wrong thing and he kills somebody. And then he compounds the wrong thing by putting the body in the backyard, which causes him a lot of anxiety.
Well, I very rarely laughed at the premise of somebody burying a body in the backyard, but as he tries to keep his secret, other people's secrets keep popping up.
Right. Well, it was a funny inception to the story is that I was writing something else, and I was very frustrated with it. And I work with a guy in the UK, a writer named Graham Cameron, who is just a tremendous writer. And we swap work, and he knew how frustrated I was. And he said, okay, put it away. He said, go to the newspapers and get headlines that look interesting. And he said, pull the headlines and pick one. Don't read the article and write a story that would result in that headline. So the headline I picked said, landscapers find skull in mulch bed. And so when I thought about who would have this had to be the most terrible thing ever, because we'd all be pretty upset to end up with a skeleton in your mulch bed. But it would be very, very much worse if that's not the body you buried. So that's kind of where that came from.
So, I mean, but that's the thing. I mean, the book weaves its way into comedy and back into some pretty gruesome, serious thriller material. Mm-hmm. And then the last part of the book is sort of frenetically paced. I mean,
yes.
it's... I guess 100 pages, but it all takes place in like 8 hours or something.
I would say probably about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it is a little crazy.
Not a typical treatment for a mystery.
No. You know, and I love suspense and mystery are my favorite. It's my go-to genre. I read widely, but that's my dessert always. And it was so much fun to have this idea that combined so many different elements. For me, I don't like straight comedies. When we talk about films, I get a hard time sometimes because straight comedies almost never work for me because I like my funny in my horror. I like my funny in my drama or my romance because life is inherently funny. Like the example I gave the other day was when you fall down the last 3 steps and bust your butt and you're sitting there and it hurts and you're laughing because it's ridiculous and it's so stupid how everything was fine 12 seconds ago. And now everything is a disaster, and it's funny. So it was really neat to be able to try to incorporate that.
Talk to me a little bit about Tessa, the character.
It was a lark that I tried. There's about 4 passages that are from the point of view of a dog. And it was kind of fun to imagine to do it, just because everyone in the story is so labored under all of these complications and nuances. And it was very refreshing to write just a few little passages from somebody who doesn't have any of this weight. I mean, she just sees things very, very straightforwardly.
I was going to say she sees things more clearly than most of the other characters.
Oh, absolutely, because she has no baggage. So it was a lot of fun. And I had a good friend of mine who works for the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. I work with him to make sure I don't write anything too stupid when it comes to crime. And one of his questions was, Jamie, how did you get in the mind of a dog? And he said, how did you know what a dog thinks? I said, Mike, it's a dog. Who's going to tell me I got it wrong? she was a lot of fun. So that's been kind of fun to see people's reactions to her because it's been almost dismaying how often she comes off as a favorite character. It's great. I mean, if somebody has a favorite character, I'm thrilled.
This book seems to have movie written all over it.
Well, yeah, I love movies. I don't think you write a book to make it a movie because they're very different disciplines, but you can't help but hope. if it would spark somebody else to take that idea and do it visually. It's a very different medium. And I guess I won't give any details, but it has been optioned.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. See?
So it's really fun. So we'll see.
Well, Jamie Mason, it was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been great.
Jamie Mason speaks tonight at Book People at 7 p.m. You can find more about this book online at KUTnews.org. And I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.